The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Radio waves here. Toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Daryl is in the studio with me, Ian. And Daryl, you're telling us an interesting story, which we're going to continue in a moment, about the price of cannabis dropping pretty seriously in Colorado and Washington State, dropping by like it was $25 a gram back in the when it first was legalized
in September of 2014, which was just a couple of months after it became taxed and regulated. $25 per gram. March of this year, so just 2 months ago, $9.32 per gram retail.
Right.
The wholesale price is $2.99 per gram.
Let's go to Randy. He's in Southern California, listening online to the LRN.FM app. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm actually just calling. I thought I was listening to Slum Is Dead, so I listened to the local talk radio down here. Not a national one. L.A. has a lot of national kind of talk radio, but it's just a local one for the county I live in. And he was talking about Trump for a while, and, you know, everybody's groaning and moaning, Trump or Hillary. Then it was funny, he said, and then they were going to have Austin Peterson was going to be on to talk to him, which I thought was interesting. You know, it's a pretty right-leaning talk news station, and he started talking about third party and the libertarian candidates and how people who don't want Trump or don't want Hillary are starting to lean towards the Libertarian Party, which I thought was good. I'm not a fan of Austin Peterson. I think Daryl would be a much better representative. But I thought it was very interesting that local hardcore right-wing radio station down here, who 9 months ago would never have even brought up really the Libertarian Party, is now having a Libertarian presidential candidate talk on a very big pretty big station down here.
Well, he did send out an email today.
Austin Peterson?
Yes. He said, now that Ted Cruz has dropped out of the race, Donald Trump has a clear path to the Republican nomination, and we have a unique once-in-a-generation opportunity to make a profound impact. Where is it?
We libertarians, he means?
Right. He mentions somewhere in here about how he has great admiration for Ted Cruz and conservatives and libertarians need to join together.
No.
And basically he's promoting himself as this sort of conservative libertarian sort of guy.
Well, that's sort of what he is, right? He's not really a libertarian. He doesn't believe in the non-aggression principle. He believes that apparently the Libertarian Party should get rid of the non-aggression principle, which basically says that you don't support or initiate don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. He wants to get rid of that that statement that every Libertarian Party member has to sign.
So here's the quote. He says, we have the opportunity to unite conservatives and libertarians against the authoritarian candidates offered by the major parties. We need to put aside our differences for the moment and realize whether we're libertarians, Tea Party, fiscal conservatives, or constitutionalists, there are enormous threats to liberty knocking on our door. And I would agree that there are enormous threats to liberty knocking on our door, but trying to convince conservatives that they're libertarians is not the way that you repel those threats. Because a lot of those threats are coming from conservatives just as they're coming from progressives.
Randy, what do you think about all this? I mean, do you think there's a chance the Libertarian Party is going to have a banner year this year? Or is it just going to be, you know, yet another bunch of hot air that's not going to result in anything where these people are talking about, oh, yeah, we want to do something besides vote for Trump. But then when the chips come down, they will vote for Trump because they don't want Hillary.
They fear Hillary more than they support whatever they claim to support.
Or vice versa, people voting for Hillary because they, even though they hate her, because she's not Trump, as opposed to actually, let's say, going with the Libertarian Party. And by the way, Austin Peterson is full of it. There are plenty of people in the Libertarian Party who've come from the left. He makes it sound like the Libertarians can only team up with conservatives, and it's ridiculous. In fact, I would say there's a good chunk of the Libertarian Party which came from the left. How much, what percentage?
Based on surveys that I've seen, it seems to be about equal, the number that came from the quote-unquote right, the number that came from the quote-unquote left, and the people that were either self-identified independents or apolitical.
Or non-party affiliated, those kind of folks. So what do you think, Randy?
Yeah, I agree. I think you guys are making good points. That's what I was going to say is I thought, you know, Austin Peterson is, I don't really view him as a libertarian. He almost seems more like the Tea Partier that decided to run as libertarian and somehow they let him in and he's gaining all this ground. I thought it was good that at least brought up a third party. I think more people are leaning that way. But I think it's just, you know, people are just upset and they're going to say, oh, I'm a libertarian, but they're going to be, you know, these conservatives, like people like to say you're a fiscal conservative, but a social Democrat. But they don't go with the whole, they still want war. You know, they still want the border crossed, you know, closed. And they're not real libertarians. I think any publicity is good publicity in the sense that at least they're promoting the Libertarian Party. Maybe some people will go to the websites and view and go, oh, wow, for a real libertarian, say, you know, and see what it really goes on. But Austin Peterson, I just don't view him as a real libertarian looking through at him. And I think you guys are right. I think there's a lot of people who are just going to say they're libertarian. I have people at work who go, well, I'm a libertarian. And they go, well, we do need a wall and we do need to go over to Iraq. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I think people just, they don't want Trump. They don't want Hillary. So they go, well, I'm a libertarian for the next 6 months. And then secretly they'll vote for either or. They'll tell everybody, oh, I voted for whoever. But there you go.
I would be amazed if the Libertarian Party can crack 1.5% this year. You know,
yeah,
I guess consider me skeptical about all this. I just don't think that any of this hubbub about Hillary versus Trump is going to hold water when it actually comes down for people casting a ballot. They're going to go with what their party is. They're going to hold their nose, and they're going to stick with their party. They're not going to go green. They're not going to go libertarian. They're not going to go Constitution Party.
One thing that could possibly change that. And that is if somebody other than the Republican and Democrat is allowed in the major debates.
Well, that's not going to happen unless they can pull, 15% or something?
Got to pull 15%, which means you have to be included in the polls because it's really difficult to wind up polling 15% when you're not listed as an option.
Right.
There was a recent poll by Monmouth University that did include Gary Johnson.
Okay.
And he polled 11%. Now, whether or not Gary or whomever the Libertarian nominee is after the convention at the end of the month continues to be included in these polls is yet to be seen. Whether or not they include the Green Party nominee that's chosen in August in any of these polls is yet to be seen. They might wind up including them, and then, you know, the people that are just saying somebody not Trump, not Hillary, that winds up splitting, and then neither, you know, alternative winds up getting over
15%.
Or if somebody does get over 15, the Commission on Presidential Debates could change the rule and say 20.
They certainly could. Randy, thanks for calling and sharing the story here tonight. I think it's not a bad thing having it be Hillary versus Trump, because there will be people who find the Libertarian Party because of that.
Right.
There will be people who find the ideas of liberty and really kind of start that path of, you know, coming to the ideas, as all of us have at some point in our lives, all of us who host the show, Free Talk Live, and many of our callers as well. So I don't doubt that there will be new libertarians by the time this election season is over. Whether that'll amount to another percentage point in the actual vote, let's say I'm pretty skeptical about that. I wish I could be enthusiastic and ebullient and believing that, you know, this is the time! Because wasn't it in 2012 and 2008 with the Ron Paul campaign that was supposedly the libertarian moment?
Right.
Well, I mean, nothing personal against you, Daryl, but you and John McAfee and whoever else it might be that gets the nomination are likely not going to get the attention that Ron Paul got by the mainstream media.
Right, because we're not Republicans.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. And you can take control of the airwaves, as we like to say, with you in studio tonight. Ian here.
And Daryl.
And Daryl W. Perry running for president. As we mentioned moments ago, you can go to DarylWPerry.com to see the latest. What is the latest, Daryl? You going to be speaking somewhere this weekend?
Going down to Rhode Island. I'll be on a local radio show that broadcasts in, I believe, either Bristol or Providence, the okay. Coalition. And then after that show, there's going to be a meet and greet hosted by some libertarians in Rhode Island. And then next week is going to be a busy travel week for me. There's a debate happening on May 12th. The details have not yet been released by the network hosting that debate.
Can you reveal the network that is hosting the debate?
I would not be comfortable doing that they have not released their details yet.
This is going to be a recorded debate and then played back later?
My understanding is it's going to broadcast live to about 700 million households around the world.
Okay.
And then...
That's exciting.
Next Saturday, I will be in Michigan for the Michigan State Convention. They're having a debate at their banquet dinner.
Mm. Don't drink the water.
It's not in Flint. and then, or at least I don't think it's in Flint. And then next Sunday, the 15th, I will be in Maine.
All right.
So those are the two of the final conventions
before
the national happening Memorial Day weekend.
Now, are there other libertarian parties around the country that have their conventions after the national convention?
Well, there's some states that have their yearly convention in the fall.
Okay.
So technically any convention happening this fall would be after the national convention,
right.
But it would not be in any way, you know, reflective on what is going to happen.
So, Vermin Supreme has entered the race. Is that an official thing? Do you think he's going to be at the Orlando Libertarian National Convention?
I don't know. He was in New York.
I love it. Did you get a picture with him?
There were several people that took pictures. I did shake his hand.
Excellent.
And there's a couple pictures of me and him in the same photo. Yes.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool. So DarylWPerry.com. Go check out more about Daryl there. As Daryl, you were going to tell us more on the story about the cannabis dropping precipitously in price in Washington and Colorado.
Yes. And Tracy Seslin, an economics lecturer at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business, said the fact that prices are falling and people are still entering the business is confusing to me. Standard theories of economics would only suggest entry into an industry when people see that it's profitable.
Just because prices are falling doesn't mean it's not profitable.
Right. And I believe this is RT. Yeah, RT is reporting here. Perhaps one reason that people keep trying to enter the cannabis business is that novelty aside, it's simply becoming easier to do so.
Mm.
Over the last 2 years, the number of banks and credit unions willing to do business with cannabis shops has increased substantially from 51 in March of 2014 to now over 300.
Okay, that's good news.
Although federal law still prohibits banks from handling cash derived from the cannabis trade, the Treasury Department has stated that it will not go after banks if they are certain that the businesses are complying with state regulations.
Interesting. Well, that's great news.
Yes.
If that was something that was holding a lot of people back.
Right. And
you're getting cash in all day long and then you can't take it somewhere to put it away safely, that's pretty risky.
Right. And I'm glad you did mention that they're bringing in cash all day long because you can't use a credit card at a cannabis shop.
Because the credit card companies have blackballed them?
Right, because of the federal regulations,
gotcha.
They're scared to do it.
Yeah.
I was in Colorado a couple of months ago.
That's right, you went to one of those shops.
And I went to one of the shops, and I don't think I ever actually... Teleflora,
okay.
I think was the name of the one that I went to.
Hmm.
I don't think I ever spoke about it on the air,
well, let's
what
talk
it was
about
like.
I think that'd be fascinating.
So it was a fairly large...
Where's
group.
The city, Denver?
Was in Denver.
Okay.
And I was told that it was laid out like an Apple iStore, but I've never been to an Apple store before.
Before you go on, was it in like a strip mall? What was the surroundings? Like kind of
yeah,
industrial?
It was a strip mall.
Okay.
And so when you go in, you had to show ID because you've got to be over the age of 21 to
right.
enter. And And Jay Noon, who's a friend of the show, was with me and a couple others. And he was actually denied entry because he does not have a government-issued ID.
All right.
So he was not allowed in. Me and the other couple of friends were allowed in. And so it's like a big open space with display cases set up, just, you know, a couple of display cases set up, and the customer service center in the middle of the room.
Okay.
And there's product hanging on the walls on display shelves.
Are they selling pipes, too, or just cannabis?
Pipes, okay. Cannabis, edibles.
Food, right.
Drinks. They had cannabis drinks.
Yep.
Basically, you think of it, they had it.
Awesome.
Tinctures, various sorts of things.
Candies, cookies, sure.
Yeah, and so I'm walking around, and I notice a couple of products that I saw that I was interested in. And so then I asked my friend, I was like, so what do I do here? And she was like, well, I think you find an associate and tell them what you want, but I'm not really sure. And so then I walked over to the guy that checked my ID, and I was like, so how do I actually order something?
Mm-hmm.
And he's
everything's locked up.
Everything's locked up.
Okay.
So he hands me this little device that looks like a PDA sort of thing. The personal...
PDA? Personal data system?
Yeah.
Pager?
No, the personal data thing.
This was like what we had before smartphones? Like
right.
The Palm Pilot or whatever?
Yeah, something that looked like that.
Okay.
And he was like, you push this, and you know, there's a little button at the bottom. He says, you push this, and then the thing scans the barcode.
Uh-huh.
And then you type in however many of the products you want.
And you take it back to them.
And then whenever you are done putting your order into the machine, into your little device here, take it to the service desk.
Yeah.
And they'll ring you up and they'll give you your product.
Neat.
And so I got a couple of gummies, a couple of brownies. Got a 3-pack of brownies for $10. I got 2 gummies at $5 a piece.
Gummy worms?
Gummy candies.
Bears? Okay.
Just little small gummy. Yeah. I think they were fruit-shaped.
Okay.
Or, you know, like little orange wedge-shaped sort of things.
Yep.
And then I got a cannabis drink. Was a 16-ounce drink that was $9. And each of the items that I got was 10 milligrams of cannabis. So each brownie was 10 milligrams.
THC.
Right.
Okay.
10 milligrams of THC. And so after paying, and I think my total was $37.50, including the theft known as tax.
The tax.
And after I went outside, because I know it's illegal to consume in public, the first thing I did was opened up my drink and took a swig.
Yeah. Civil disobedience. Nice. We'll continue if there's more to the story. We'll find out. 855-453.
There's not.
855-450-3733. But you had to eat it all before you left Colorado, right?
I will neither confirm nor deny.
It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, dial on in here toll free. Join us and bring up what's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in at username lrn.fm. To the phones, to the fun in a moment, but also I want to let you know that you, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in dead tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. That's thefreedomline.com/freedom for Freedom by Adam Kokesh. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We got Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live at the Inn and Daryl.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, I wanted to update you at least a little bit regarding the status of the John Connell death, the Free Stater who died in...
John Connell. Let's talk about who he was before we talk about how he died. Who was John Connell?
He was just a liberty activist, a lot like me in many ways. He was one of my students. He learned how to shoot, kind of the way I shoot. Or at least the way I was shooting at the time.
Shoot video, that is. You are a professional videographer.
Right.
You're Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
It sounds a lot like It sounds a lot like we're talking about firearms, doesn't it?
And there are a lot of firearms people, a lot of gun people that are here in New Hampshire, and so it wouldn't, you know, it's easy to get confused on that that point. Now, didn't John actually move here before you, Dave? I mean, you were one of the earliest movers, but John Connell, I think, was one of the earliest of all the movers to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
I think so. I think he was here before me, but maybe a year before me or 6 months or something like that. He must have moved around 2003. But anyway, he started a church in Grafton, you know, which is probably the town with the highest concentration of Free Staters. And, I mean, of course, many Free Staters have been starting sort of liberty churches. It's becoming almost a trend. It is a trend. And he had sort of a dispute with the town of Grafton as to whether his church would be taxed or not. And then I guess it must have been March. It couldn't have been March. It was either late February or either late January or early February, there was a still mysterious fire, and then there's a body found in the church, and it's him.
Hold on, Dave. I want to touch on something here where you mentioned briefly that there was a dispute between John and the town of Grafton over whether or not the church would be tax exempt. John Connell actually bought a church building that had been a church
right
for hundreds of years in Grafton.
Yeah, it's important to point that out, where it's a church with a steeple. It looks like a church.
It had been tax exempt for a long time. There was something that happened, and then the building went on to the tax rolls as taxable property.
And he was actually operating it as a church, having services every Sunday, and was open at other times during the week. And they denied him that tax exemption and denied it over and over again. And so he was really frustrated with that. And there was this sort of legal situation that had developed. But go ahead, Dave, with your story.
So anyway, the update is that we still don't have, if there's been any kind of government report about what happened of all the investigating that they did, that still hasn't come out.
Yeah, there was supposed to be a fire marshal's report about what actually occurred or what has supposedly occurred there, because there is a big mystery around this fire. You've got a situation where it was just going to be a matter of days after the fire happened where the city was, or the town of Grafton was supposed to take possession physically of the property, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure about that. But anyway, the only thing I have to report that has happened that's new is just that his daughter posted a message on nhfree.com, and she says, quote, "It is possible the truth may never be known or take a heck of a long time to find out. There's a grieving soul waiting for 3+ months for toxicology report for her dad, not to mention pending determination from fire marshal," unquote. So there's at least what we have that's closest to the family.
I believe there was something. I'll see if I can pull up my story, because I wrote about it at freekeen.com when this went down, and it was January, mid-January when this actually happened. According to the story, at least as far back as 2011, the government in Grafton continued to deny John's church a tax exemption, despite the fact the Peaceful Assembly Church is an actual church building and that regular services were held there. Though he faced ongoing frustration with the town government, John never soured personally. He remained steadfast and of peace. I guess I didn't put it in this particular story that they were planning on taking the property. I believe that I saw that somewhere, but for whatever reason, it didn't make it into the story. I believe that they were expected to like finalize whatever tax sale was going to happen to the property, because it hadn't paid taxes since something like 2011. And so they hadn't yet actually pulled the trigger on the tax sale, but they were expecting to, which led people to speculate that maybe this was a suicide rather than an accident.
If anything's possible, a finding of some sort would at least point us in some direction. Even if it comes from the government, at least it tells us what the government's view is. And it just seems so strange to go this long without the information being released. In addition, there were other problems. He wasn't just having a dispute with the town. He was into dispute with people who he had tried to, I don't know, sell it to or give control of it to, or something along those lines. There was a board of some kind And so that was, who knows what role that played in the situation. I don't know the details, but he wasn't just in the dispute with the town.
Well, Dave, thanks for keeping an eye on things. Of course, you do a great job over at RidleyReport.com of kind of keeping the politicians, holding them accountable, ambushing them with your camera, of course, not
interviewing them.
Yes, ambushing
them. But when something like that, when one of our guys dies, we're supposed to, there's supposed to be an outcry, and it seems like there should be more of an outcry than there is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Well, yeah, I wrote about it, so I'm on board with you. Thanks, Dave, for your call here tonight. We just need more people. We need more movers. We need more people who care about liberty to pick up and make the move here to New Hampshire, whether it's part of the Free State Project or not. Thanks, Dave, for the call. As whether it's part of the Free State Project or not, because some people are upset about the Free State Project, like, you know, basically getting rid of me from their events a few weeks ago. As well as some of the other decisions the board of directors has made in the last few years. So there's some people that don't like the Free State Project as an organization, but I don't think that that should mean that you shouldn't come to New Hampshire. Just because there's a group of people calling themselves the board of directors of this organization that encourages people to move to New Hampshire that did things that you don't like, doesn't mean that there aren't hundreds of people here who you would get along with just fine.
Right.
There are thousands of people who are pledged to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And not all of them get along. You know, we've got about 2,000 of them here right now, as far as I understand it. Some of them don't get along well at all. But that's what happens when you put 1,000 people together or 2,000 people together. Some of them are going to have disagreements that they just can't resolve. And while I think that's sad, it's just human nature.
Right. And then there's also the fair weather activist, if you will. And I don't even know if that would be the right term. But the people that are saying, I'll move to New Hampshire once you guys do X. Well, no, that sort of goes against the whole point of it's a project. We're supposed to work on this together.
Right, and having more people will help make things happen faster.
Yes.
So if you are willing to do that, then I would recommend you check out the Free State Project, or if you're looking for an alternative, there's the Shire Society at ShireSociety.com, which also encourages libertarians and voluntarists and freedom lovers to pick up and move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but we have enough time for you if you want to join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, Mother's Day coming up fast, and that means your time to order Sherry's Berries is going to be running out if you want to get them delivered by Mother's Day, which you can do with Sherry's Berries. In fact, you pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction is also always guaranteed, or your money back. How can you go wrong with freshly dipped strawberries in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles? They're huge, fresh, juicy, delicious strawberries, and they start at just $19.99, plus shipping. Use code FTL when you go to berries.com and click the microphone in the top right corner. That helps us. When you do that, it lets Sherry's Berries know that you came from Free Talk Live. We appreciate that. So go to Berries, berries.com. Get your mom a gift as unique as she is. Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, so don't miss out on this opportunity to get her something awesome. So go to berries.com. And don't forget, you can double the berries in your order for just $10 more. So you can't beat this gift. It's super delicious, and it's memorable. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in code FTL and place your order for your mom. As we continue here, Venezuela. I got more Venezuela news, Daryl. Now, talk about bad economic choices. Venezuela is now hiking their minimum wage 30% amid the economic crisis.
This after they cut the work week down to 2 days?
Well, that cut was only for government workers, from what I understand.
Okay.
So government workers have a 2-day work week. Everybody else can work, you know, how they want.
And they now get a 30% pay raise.
Yeah, which isn't going to do a damn thing as far as helping them in any way, shape, or form. But at the very least, it'll look good for President Nicolas Maduro.
It'll look good for the people that actually keep their jobs. In reality, what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to wind up getting laid off.
That's true, because that does tend to happen when minimum wages increase. How much employment there is in Venezuela to begin with, I don't know.
We know that there's not a lot of food on the shelves in the grocery stores.
Nope.
And, you know, I don't know if there's ever been a situation where a country in hyperinflation has ever increased their minimum wage. So there might not be anything to really go on as far as, yep, this is what happens when you do this in a hyperinflation economy.
Venezuela's president is ordering a 30% increase, this is from the AP, in the minimum wage, a latest move by the socialist government to grapple with high inflation and economic stagnation. Let's clarify something. This isn't grappling with those things. It's just making the situation worse. The boost announced Saturday night by Nicolas Maduro, the president, comes after a 25% increase on March 1st. So the people of Venezuela have had two minimum wage increases within the last 3 months. March 1st, up 25%. Now, up another 30%, according to the story here. The new increase is effective as of Sunday, this past Sunday, which is International Labor Day, and will push the minimum wage to 15,051 bolivars per month, which is about 1,500 U.S. dollars if you use the official exchange rate, but only at around $50 at the current black market rate, which largely sets the prices for goods in Venezuela. Their oil export-dependent economy shrank 5.7% last year. Shortages of basic goods multiplied and prices soared. The government has instituted rolling blackouts, and state employees are working only 2 days a week, supposedly to conserve electricity. But that's not all. Now, according to Jeff Berwick over at the Dollar Vigilante, apparently they are now changing time itself in Venezuela, in another desperate attempt to try to stave off the inevitable complete and utter failure of the state. They are, Venezuela, as all socialist countries collapse, as they always do, is interesting to watch what they do near the end. It's the latest, and its activities have gotten more bizarre by the day. A few weeks ago, as we reported, the Central Bank of Venezuela blamed hyperinflation on a website. As we told you about that here on Free Talk Live, the website dollartoday.com cites the black market rate for the bolivar, which is, last time I looked, about 1,100 bolivar per U.S. dollar. And the Central Bank of Venezuela is claiming that that website is the cause of the hyperinflation. It's not the government's policies that are the cause. It's dollartoday.com. They also began flying in plane loads of Venezuelan bolivars. That's back when they could afford to buy the bolivars. Now they can't even afford to buy more of them, which is a huge problem. Yep, he says, I'm not kidding. Flying in money in cargo planes to cure hyperinflation. One-ups helicopter Ben Bernanke. Then it becomes too expensive to print the Venezuelan bolivars. It costs more to print pictures of dead criminals on pieces of paper than the paper cost itself. They've tried rolling electricity blackouts to save money and food rationing. Then, as the economy completely ground to a halt, the government announced the rise in the minimum wage by 30% this weekend, as though that would help. And now, in the latest move, the Venezuelan government said it's going to change time itself. At 2:30 in the morning on Sunday, the Venezuelan government decreed that time had moved forward by 30 minutes to 3 a.m. in an effort to save money. Huh? I don't get it. I gotta say, I don't understand how anyone could even make the claim that money will be saved. I know this is the idea behind daylight savings time or whatever.
That annoys me so much. It's not plural.
Daylight saving time?
Daylight saving time.
Okay.
I prefer to call it daylight shifting because you're not saving a damn thing.
Right.
You're shifting the clock.
Yeah, as though that's somehow going to prevent people from turning on an air conditioner or, you know, as though it's going to make the day less hours or fewer hours, the amount of sunlight in the day. I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
Right, and there have actually been studies recently that show that based on this 24-hour society that we live in now, that shifting stuff doesn't actually save anything.
Nothing.
There's actually more electricity that winds up getting used in the summer because, well, it's staying daylight a little bit longer and people are still getting off work at whatever time. So they come home and turn on the AC to cool down the house.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything at all to save anything, but it does make politicians act like they can literally change time. You can't make this up, says Berwick. They should just move the time forward 2 years to a time when this whole system collapses and people can begin rebuilding from the rubble of socialism.
Or let's turn the clocks back to 1990, whatever it was, and then not elect Hugo Chavez.
Sadly, this comedy is a tragedy for millions of Venezuelans who live under a criminal socialist regime that has now entered into near starvation levels as the country and its currency have completely collapsed. And as we reported earlier in the show, you now have Venezuelan troops, soldiers, stealing goats and slaughtering them and eating them because they have no food remaining in their barracks. So once the military stops being paid, once the military is no longer able to eat at the whim of the politicians, not Hugo Chavez, but his successor, Nicolas Maduro, once Maduro can't pay the soldiers anymore and isn't feeding the soldiers, how far are we from a military coup in Venezuela where the military guys who are starving decide they've had enough of this and they'll just go ahead and toss Maduro from office, shove him out on wherever they need to shove him out to, and, you know, he'll probably end up retiring on some sort of golden parachute of some sort in another country, as tends to happen with these things. They're probably not going to execute him. But what do you think? I mean, is that the point at which the military is going to turn against the Venezuelan government? Because they're not getting fed, apparently.
Yeah, it's probably going to wind up being something similar to what happened in Egypt, to where the people start revolting, and then the military comes out to support the people.
Supposedly support the people. I mean, to establish their own dominance in the country.
Right. Well, they were, you know, quote unquote, supporting the people in getting rid of
the bad guy.
The bad guy. And then they said, okay, now we're in charge.
So they put some other bad guy in charge. How's that worked out for Egypt?
You know, it's something that I've followed a good bit when it was happening. Mm-hmm. I've not really followed it too closely since, although some of the show trials that they've had, I've paid attention to. So I'm not really sure. I don't think it's turned out that good, but it certainly hasn't been as bad as it could have been.
There's also an excellent video that Jeff Berwick and Luke Radowski made of We Are Change, where they kind of show you the experience of going to Caracas, Venezuela. Pretty neat stuff. I'll link to the story over on our Facebook and Twitter, and you can check it out at your leisure. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's
guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed to your mom.